Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Disrupting Thinking, Why How We Read Matters is a professional education book by G. Kylene Beers and Robert E. Probst, written for teachers, literacy coaches, administrators, and school faculties concerned with adolescent reading. It follows their earlier work on close reading by shifting attention from technique alone to the larger question of how reading can become meaningful, engaged, and intellectually active for students. The book argues that many classrooms have accumulated strategies for comprehension, while still failing to address a central problem: too many students comply with reading tasks without developing a personal, critical, or responsive relationship with texts. Beers and Probst frame reading as a social, ethical, and democratic practice, not merely as a school skill measured by assignments or tests. Through classroom scenarios, student talk, practical routines, and reflective prompts, the book invites educators to reconsider reading instruction around relevance, choice, conversation, and the habits of thoughtful readers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading engagement is the central problem beyond strategy instruction. A defining argument of disrupting thinking is that reading instruction cannot be improved only by adding more strategies. Beers and Probst acknowledge the value of close reading, comprehension routines, and teacher modeling, but they focus on the recurring classroom reality that many students remain disengaged even when instruction is technically sound. The book treats disengagement not as a minor attitude problem, but as a structural issue in literacy teaching. If students see reading as an exercise in finding teacher-approved answers, completing worksheets, or preparing for assessment, they may perform the task without developing curiosity, stamina, or interpretive agency. The authors therefore ask educators to examine the conditions under which students read, whether texts matter to them, whether discussion is authentic, and whether reading connects to questions they recognize as important. This emphasis shifts the professional conversation from what strategy should be taught next to what kind of reader the classroom is producing. The book is distinctive because it does not dismiss skill instruction. It repositions skills as tools that serve engagement, meaning-making, and independent thought, rather than as ends in themselves. Secondly, disrupting best practices in favor of responsive next practices. The title signals a deliberate challenge to comfortable routines in literacy instruction. Beers and Probst use the language of disruption to question the assumption that established best practices should remain fixed once they have gained professional acceptance. Their concern is not that proven practices are useless, but that they can become habits detached from student need. A routine that once opened discussion may later narrow it. A scaffold that once supported readers may become a script that limits independence. The book therefore encourages educators to think in terms of next practices, meaning approaches that respond to current students, current texts, and current civic demands. This idea has practical consequences. Teachers are asked to notice when classroom reading has become overly controlled, when accountability tools replace thinking, or when efficiency crowds out inquiry. The authors frame change as professional responsibility rather than novelty for its own sake. Their argument is especially relevant in schools where literacy instruction is shaped by standards, data, and intervention programs. Disruption, in this context, means using professional judgment to adapt instruction so that reading remains intellectually alive and responsive to the learners in the room. Thirdly, talk, relevance, and choice as conditions for deeper reading. The book gives sustained attention to the classroom conditions that make reading more than silent completion of assigned pages. Beers and Probst emphasize talk, because conversation helps students test interpretations, hear alternative perspectives, and make their thinking visible. Student talk is not presented as casual add-on activity. It is a pathway into comprehension, reflection, and critical response. Relevance is equally important. The authors argue that readers are more likely to persist when they can connect texts to questions, experiences, uncertainties, or social issues that matter beyond school. Choice reading also appears as a practical concern, since students need opportunities to develop preferences, build identity as readers, and encounter texts at levels and genres that invite investment. At the same time, the book does not reduce reading instruction to free choice alone. It considers tensions among choice reading, common reading, and leveled reading, recognizing that teachers must balance shared curriculum with individual development. The reasoning is concrete: if classrooms provide only assigned texts and teacher-directed interpretations, students may learn compliance. If they provide structured opportunities for choice and dialogue, students are more likely to develop responsibility for meaning. Fourthly, reading as preparation for creative, critical, collaborative, and compassionate thinking, a broader civic purpose runs through disrupting thinking. Beers and Probst present reading as a practice that shapes how students think with and about others. The book links literacy to creative, critical, collaborative, and compassionate thinking, suggesting that readers need more than accuracy in decoding or competence in identifying textual features. They need the capacity to question assumptions, consider evidence, imagine possibilities, and respond ethically to perspectives different from their own. This argument gives the book a wider frame than many classroom strategy guides. Reading becomes a way to prepare students for participation in communities and democratic life, where interpreting language, evaluating claims, and understanding human experience are essential. The authors are especially concerned with readers who are attentive and responsive, rather than passive recipients of information. In practical terms, this means designing reading experiences that invite students to ask what a text says, how it affects them, what it asks them to reconsider, and how it connects to the world. The book stands out by insisting that the purpose of literacy instruction is not only improved performance, but the formation of thoughtful people. Lastly, a faculty-level guide built from classroom scenarios and practical reflection. Disrupting Thinking is positioned not only as a book for individual English teachers, but as a resource for whole faculties and professional learning groups. Its structure, as described by publisher materials and readers, includes classroom scenarios, student conversations, practical strategies, and turn and talk style moments that encourage educators to discuss their own assumptions. This format matters because the book addresses school culture as much as isolated lesson design. If a school treats reading mainly as test preparation, remediation, or a set of departmental responsibilities, students receive a narrow message about why reading matters. By inviting administrators and teachers across roles to participate, Beers and Probst make literacy a shared institutional concern. The book is practical without becoming a scripted program. It offers ways to reconsider choice, relevance, talk, and reader response, but it leaves room for professional adaptation. That flexibility is one reason it is often used for staff book studies. Its value lies in prompting educators to examine the gap between what they say they want for readers and what daily routines actually reward. The result is a professional text designed for reflection and implementation. In conclusion, Disrupting Thinking is best suited for middle and high school teachers. Literacy specialists, curriculum leaders, administrators, and professional learning communities that want to move reading instruction beyond compliance and coverage. Educators who already use close reading strategies may find it especially useful because it asks what those strategies are ultimately for producing students who can think with texts, talk meaningfully about them, and connect reading to personal and public life. The practical benefit is a sharper lens for evaluating classroom routines. Teachers can use the book to reconsider how they balance assigned texts with choice, how they structure student conversation, and how they make reading relevant without reducing texts to simple personal reactions. Its intellectual benefit is its insistence that reading instruction has civic and ethical stakes, not just academic ones. Compared with many literacy books that focus primarily on methods, rubrics, or comprehension skills, this book stands out for connecting day-to-day teaching decisions with the larger formation of engaged, responsive readers. It does not present a rigid program, and some experienced educators may recognize familiar ideas. Its strength is in synthesizing those ideas into a coherent challenge if students are not engaged by reading. Educators must examine not only what they teach, but how and why reading is made to matter. If you would like to support G. Kyleen Beers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.